years of my life, being a geologist and going down mines. And all that stuff's gone. And I, in my head, stuck this idea that those memories should have been captured in her voice. And that's really, you know, where Audrey came from. It's the big aim, really, is to capture the essence of the sounds of the people of the world. Their memories, their experiences, whatever it is, we're kind of building a platform to keep and expose them to anyone who wants to listen.
Okay, thank you, Mark Rock. Thank you, Mark Rock. I'm going to continue the recording and because we're going to do... So that's... It's very powerful, isn't it? I mean, as a reason for setting up a business. And I always think that if you have a reason like that, you're more likely to persist in doing it than if your reason was to make money. That's another story, you know. That I don't see that man giving up because of, you know, as a result of that motivation, you know. It meant so much to him. And he's built a whole company to enable other people to do it, which is a great way of being able to do it yourself.
So many stories that get lost when people die. One of the stories that my uncle is a solicitor for years and years in Cork, but he sees stories, he just wouldn't believe the characters that existed back in the old days. And the wacky, crazy people that he talks about. And definitely, for some strange reason in my head, I hadn't linked up audiobook with my desire to do that, you know, to record those things, but it's just occurred to me now.
By the way, you can actually record audiobooks and not share them. You can keep them.
Yeah, just keep them. You
don't have to always share them, you know. That's the great thing.
Because my mother-in-law has these amazing stories, and nobody, like, often I've sat with her, and she's told her stories of growing up, like, outside of Nina, and her whole, you know. And now I just want to get her talking again and start recording it, because, like, my father-in-law is gone now, and he did a lot of recordings in Nina of wonderful sessions, and they're all on reel-to-reel. And they have those on reel-to-reel now. I don't know how long they'll last, you know, but that should be... My grandparents, sadly, are gone, and I wish, you know, it wasn't at a time... Like, it was 12 years ago, so technology hadn't quite... You know, we didn't even have iPhones, really. I mean, I certainly didn't, but, you know, that... Boy, really... Now I'm like, okay, parents, aunts, uncles, start getting those voices on.
Just one small point I want to make in relation to what Paul said there, particularly, about... In my mind, every person in this room is a character. You know, we tend to think of, oh, the old people were characters. My obsession is that, you know, every person is a character. Every person has a story. You know, an awful lot of Irish people are inclined to say, Asha, there's nothing about my life that's interesting, you know. You should just, you know, I can find anybody's interesting, you know, and they are, you know, you all are. Everybody in this room is incredibly interesting. And I actually don't think your grandfather is any more interesting than you are, you know.
I know, but I think from a family perspective, it's keeping that voice alive in your head.
But you'll be the grandmother
to
somebody in so many years' time, and you'll be exotic to them, you know. How did a woman with an accent like that end up in Nina, you know? Okay, we better move on to the Grace. Where is? Just remind me. Where are we at in the pony story right now?
We're at when the ponies just saved the princess from. The ponies just around the boat that the princess is in. I'm trying to save the princess, but they're not actually, and they're just getting in trouble as well.
And they surrounded the four ponies surrounded the princess
in the boat
just beside Achill Island.
Yeah.
Did they actually get onto the island? Did they successfully get onto the sand?
Not yet. They still haven't passed the...
I thought one of the ponies stuck their mouth out and grabbed it.
Oh, yeah. Then they went up. Now they're on Ackle Island.
And who's in the middle of Ackle Island?
The poet. The poet.
Do you remember his name?
No.
But do you remember his bald head?
Yeah, his bald head, and he had a very long beard. Only hair he had was on his beard.
And what did he do from morning to night?
Write poems.
Did he do anything else?
No.
Nothing else. So this guy, I'll tell you his name. He was a really, really old guy. John F.
Oh, F for Fabulous.
F for Fabulous. John Fabulous.
Dean.
Dean. John F. Dean. Right. John F. Dean in County, in Ackle Island, right? From County Mayo.
Mayo.
Yeah. He did nothing except... Now, where did he get his poetry from?
The rocks.
That's it. What? What used he do?
He used to put his ear up to the rock, and then he could understand the rocks speaking. And he would get he would get his ideas from rocks sometimes, and then sometimes he just wrote down what he saw.
That's right. How do you write a poem? The first way. How do you start a poem? What was the easiest way to start writing a poem?
Just write what you see.
Just write what you see. What kind of a thing did John F. Dean write with? Do you remember?
A twig.
A twig, yeah. Which he sharpened.
Which he sharpened and...
What did he use for ink? What did he crush and use?
Oh, yeah. He crushed berries and then used that for red ink.
So this guy sat in the middle of this, in the middle of the island, right? And he never moved. And by the way, what you don't know about the story is that this story took place in Ireland a very, very long time ago, didn't it? And what were the stones able to do back in those days?
Talk.
Right, and what were the rivers able to do?
Sing.
Right.
And the sea was able to lick its lips.
That's right. Absolutely. They were things that happened before there were hardly any people, yeah?
And hardly any trees, except in Mayo.
Right, Mayo was completely covered in trees, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there was no light in Mayo at all. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And of course, Mayo is where, you know, yeah, that's
so
it. So
Diamond came to help.
Who came?
Diamond.
Diamond, yeah. Diamond was the horse who had the light.
Yeah.
But what about the procession? The procession that helped the princess to get out of Mayo?
Tell them
about the procession.
You see, the princess got knocked out because she bumped into a tree because it was really dark, and the ponies kept on going, and then worms came up from the ground and sung a little worm song around her. And the ponies kept on going. And then they reached a stream.
And what about the procession of the worms?
They were leading the princess at the side of the stream, and the ponies fell into the stream.
Hey, what about? Can you remember any of the song of the wiggly wiggly worms in the procession?
No,
I can't. Terrible. I can't sing at all, you see. So the person who sings...
You might remember it, but you won't... But you wouldn't sing it.
No. But could you remember any of it? The wiggly, wiggly? No. Anyway, look, back to the island, right? There we have, just washed up on the shore, the princess and the four ponies, right? And in the middle of the island is the old poet, right? Well, I mean, where would you expect the princess and the ponies to go next, then?
I don't... No.
Will they ambush the poet? Will they sneak up on the poet and grab him and make him a prisoner?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Wouldn't it be handy to have a poet prisoner?
No.
You could tie a rope around his neck and make him say poems to you forever. Will we get him to go on the rest of the journey with the princess and the...
No.
No? We're not taking him off Eichelland, are we not? Okay, I'll tell you what happened. What happened is the princess said, look, we've come here. We might as well go and explore. And anyway, Silver was running ahead and she found a path through the rhododendrons. So they went off in a nice wiggly line and they end up right in front of a circle in the middle of Achill Island.
Where a poet is.
Yes. And what's the poet doing?
Writing poems.
No. No. He was on the toilet.
Oh.
He had to stop writing poetry, right? Because, you know, you can't easily write a poem while you're sitting on the toilet, can you? Have you ever done that? Do you ever take a little notebook into the toilet and write a poem?
No.
All right, you should try that. I've done that. Okay. So there's the poet, right? And you know the kind of toilets they used to have in those days?
No.
He got a few friendly rocks, made them into a little circle, right?
Oh.
And sat on top of them and stroked them nicely while he did a poo in the middle. Very easy. Very, very easy. The rocks used to like him a lot doing that because he made them warm. He didn't do the poo on the rock. He did the poo in between the rocks, right? In the middle. Okay? Anyway, that was what was going on. Diamond was horrified. She was utterly horrified. She'd never seen a poet with his pants down. It was just absolutely ridiculous. She turned around and she wanted to leave. She said, there's no way I'm going near that baldy old fella with the long... with a long beard and his cloak pulled up around his knees. She didn't actually know what he was doing, but horses can smell, can't they?
Yeah.
How good are horses at smelling?
I think...
Do you know anything about horses?
Not more than a dog, but...
So if it was a dog, the dog would have got the smell stronger?
Yeah.
So horses don't smell as strongly as dogs?
Yeah, but they smell stronger than humans.
Okay, so they're in between humans and dogs. Do you know anything else about horses? Tell me something about horses that you think nobody in this room knows. One thing, just tell... Go on, over to you. You tell me one thing that you think nobody knows in this room.
The name of a brown and white pony.
Okay, does anyone in this room know the name of a brown and white pony? Hands up. Oh, we got one person. Okay, what's the name of a brown and white pony, please?
Skibbold.
A what?
A Skibbold.
Yeah.
Oh, she...
Right.
Point for you. Come on, give me a harder question. Come on.
Okay. What's the blanket under the saddle? Anyone know it? What?
A number.
Yes.
This
right.
Lady has a horse. You cheat. Do you have a horse?
Nope.
Do you live with a horse?
Nope. Well,
how do you know so much? How do you know so much about it?
I've been riding since I was your age.
When did you start riding?
I started riding when I was two.
Oh, well, you started waiting for me then. I started when I was about 6 years old. And then I had a gap for about 14 years. And I'm back on a horse again. So, there we go.
When's the first time that you did a canter?
I don't know. I must be about 8 or 9 years old.
Just a few weeks ago, it was kind of an accident.
Well-intended accident.
I was supposed to do trotting around on the arena, but when I got to Eam, I accidentally went into a canter.
But you stayed on.
Yeah. But then I went back to a trot.
Very good.
Okay, well, look, we'll have to stop the pony story today, I'm afraid. We'll have to take a break. So, do you want to say a little bit more about the pony story? Is there anything you want to add about the pony story?
Well, I would like to do a little bit more, but I guess there's no time.
Okay. Well, we'll stop there. This is what happens every day in the car, isn't it? We always have to stop. So that's it, folks.